This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Colombia's national police chief said Thursday two former members of the Colombian military appear to have been responsible for planning and organizing the, quote, alleged arrest operation that led to the murder of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse last week. Three Colombians were killed and 18 are behind bars in Haiti. Vargas has said a Miami-based private security firm used its company credit card to buy 19 plane tickets from Bogota to Santo Domingo for the Colombian suspects allegedly involved in the killing. The pre-dawn attack took place at the president's private home. Moïse was shot to death and his wife wounded. It's not clear who pulled the trigger and no information as to who may have financed the operation. Facebook said on Thursday it had taken down about 200 accounts run by a group of hackers in Iran as part of a cyber spying operation that targeted mostly U.S. military personnel and people working at defense and aerospace companies. The social media giant claims the group used fake online personas to connect with targets, build trust sometimes over the course of several months, and drive them onto other sites where they were tricked into clicking malicious links that would infect their devices with spying malware. Facebook says the Iranian group made fictitious profiles across multiple social media platforms to appear more credible, often posing as recruiters or employees of aerospace and defense companies. The hackers mostly targeted people in the United States, as well as some in the United Kingdom and Europe, in a campaign running since 2020, according to Facebook. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. Again, find our stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News.